Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text them, Tebow them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that there's a word from the Lord on today, because this is the day that the Lord has made. I hope everyone is rejoicing or have rejoiced, that you are glad and you're in it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for all our listening on the day. We know some are getting ready for the fried chicken and, you know, the party dip and the red cups, but we're going to see you going on down the road with Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and give my announcements on the day. First of all, I want to make sure that you keep these announcements in mind, because, you know, God is showing up and he's showing, amen, he's showing up and he's showing out. And if you ain't anchored, glory to God, hallelujah, oh my God, you're going to miss it. You know, you want to be anchored in the Lord. You can go to church Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, but if you ain't living this word, then you ain't doing nothing. Glory to God. If you ain't walking by this word that you live and that this word, amen, glory to God, that you read, this word that you hear, you ain't doing nothing. Hallelujah. You know, your labor is in vain. Glory to God. So I want you to listen to the word on today. Amen. Take something away from it that you can use in your everyday life. I want you to listen closely, because there is a word from the Lord. Let's go ahead and get into our announcement. I want to make sure that you tune in on Tuesday night. Apostle and Pastor just been rocking the house on the Word of God every Tuesday. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you miss it, you can also go back and hear it on demand. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome word from the Lord every Tuesday night. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, hook up with them. Go ahead and call them. Amen, glory. Call them up and tell them what you want. Hallelujah. You can go on Facebook and you can inbox Prophetess Yvonne Riles, and you can inbox Pastor Joseph Riles on Facebook and tell them what you want. I know, you know, don't be shocked, because they're going to get right. They're going to hit you back. They're going to call you. Amen. Or they're going to text you and ask, can they call you? One way or the other, they are going to get back with you. So I encourage you to go ahead and tell them what you want, because God is moving, and don't miss his move. I'm telling you, I know God is moving. Amen. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. The show comes on every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And if you missed it on yesterday, you missed a treat. Elder sang, she prayed, she rocked the house. Glory to God. It was just an awesome, awesome message. I'm not telling you something somebody told me. I'm telling you what I heard. Glory to God. Because it was awesome. She comes on every Saturday, and you want to make sure that you tune in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to Elder when she prays and when she preaches, because it to her prayers and her singing, and it just touches heaven. You can hear the angels in heaven rejoicing for what she, amen, what she's doing and following God. So I encourage you to come on and hear every Saturday. Amen. And we are called the Hour Power. I'm the first Hour Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Time every Sunday. You know, I hope you came expecting a word. I'm going to give you the sure word of prophecy, and that's the word of God. Glory to God. You know, some come and they say, well, I'm looking for a word. Well, guess what? When I get through with this word, you should have your word. If God leads me to do something other than that, then guess what? I'll do that. But we're not over here. Let me explain to you. We're not people who make up nothing. If God ain't saying it, then you don't get it. Hallelujah. That's just the way it rolls. You know, they're always talking about false prophets and all this kind of stuff. Amen. And yes, the word does say that. But, you know, you got false teachers. You got false prophets. You got false people. You got false pastors. You got false everything. Glory to God. So that just don't just say that you just have a false prophet. Hallelujah. But some just keying on that one word, that false prophet. But that ain't what it meant. That's why it's called studying the word to show thyself approved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on anyway. But just make sure you tune in every Sunday for Prophetic Corner Ministries. Amen. And then as you move on down, we have 30-minute break right between there. And then the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. Amen. Awesome woman of God. Don't give it to you just like it is. Don't tell it like it is. Glory to God. And she's also an author. I encourage you, if you have not purchased your book, you can go on Amazon. Or you can go on her page. She has Minister Elaine Jackson on our Facebook page, and you can go and inbox her and ask her, how can you purchase a book? Go ahead and get this one. Amen, because the next one is rolling out soon. So I encourage you to go ahead and get it. And after this, amen, the 30-minute break and you hear her, I want you to go over, amen, and show her some love. Listen to the shows each and every Sunday, every Saturday, every Tuesday, because it's a word there for you. But if you don't listen, you can't get it. Hallelujah. That's it. Glory to God. And I'm going to encourage you still to partner. You know, I know a lot of, you have people that saying that, you know, well, I don't have this, I don't have that. You know, you can start out where you at. Hallelujah. And then you move up to where you need to be. But one thing I do know, if you ask God for what you want, ask him. He said, ask for what you want. Hallelujah. If you desire to partner and don't have it, then you ask him for it. He'll give it to you. But when you get it, make sure that you partner. Amen. He'll give you that, and he'll give you an overflow. So he's not a God that's short of his promises. Every promise is yea and amen is in the word of God, and he will do just that. So I encourage you on today, if you can't partner, then ask him for what you want. Ask him for what you need, and he will give it to you. And amen, glory to God. Keep all those announcements in mind. Hallelujah. Join us each and every day. Hallelujah. And guess what? You will be placed on a personal prayer list where you will be prayed for. We'll call your name out in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on and get aboard and ride this train. Don't let it pass your station. Hallelujah. You know, some will hop on board every now and then, you know, but then you miss something. Hallelujah. You'll miss the route you're supposed to get off at. But come on and get in where you fit in and let Jesus guide your life for the rest of your life. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to open us up in prayer. But first of all, I'm going to open my line. If you desire prayer at this time, I would like for you to press the 1 and I will bring you in. I don't want you to give me your name. Just tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. That's all I need. Amen. Because these are live shows and they are pre-recorded, and we don't want you to tell all your business on Front Street. Just tell me your prayer request and where you're calling from. If you need more prayer, amen, then you can just tell me, amen, and I will get back with you later. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No one has pressed the 1, so we're going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord God, we thank you for this day, O Lord. We thank you, God, have you spared our lives, God, and gave us, Lord God, the strength to come on, Lord, and hear the words from the Lord on today. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for each and every one under the sound of my voice, Lord. Father, if there's a need on this line, we know, Lord, you said you will supply all their needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are the supplier of every need on this line, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the strength of those that's on this line, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to give them what they need, Lord, and even if they don't need it, Lord God, you'll give them their heart desire so they can help somebody else, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, and we give you glory, we give you honor, we praise your holy name on high, but we know we sermon on time, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you heal and you deliver and you set free the captives, Lord, those that are captive in their mind, Lord God, those that are captive, Lord God, in their spirit. They can't shake it loose, God, so they can serve you wholeheartedly, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just said thank you, Lord, because we know you are a deliverer. We know, Lord God, you can deliver them out of everything that they go through. Not some things, but everything. You're not a part-time God. You are an all-time God in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we shake them loose, Lord God, from the things that they are bound with on today, Lord, whether it's drug addiction, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whether it's church hurt right now in the name of Jesus, we come against those spirits, Lord God. Whether it's gossiping spirits, Lord God, that have came against them and told them they shouldn't be doing that, they shouldn't serve you like that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and told them that they don't have to. Oh, my God, those that have hurt people, Lord God, and telling them that they don't have to do all that and they don't take all that to serve you, Lord God. We come against those spirits right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord. God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, oh God. We praise your heavenly name on high. We know, Lord God, that nothing is too hard for you and nothing catches you by surprise. Father God, we just said thank you, Lord God, for each and everything and each and everything that you do, each and every day and each and every way, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, and we give you glory. We give you honor. We praise your heavenly name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to say to you on today, hallelujah, those that are whispering in your ear and telling you, hallelujah, that it don't take all that. Yes, it do. It take that and then some. You're probably not putting out enough. Hallelujah. So don't listen at those people that tell you it don't take all that. You know what it takes for you to stay anchored. You know what it takes for you to serve the Lord. It may not take all that for them because they don't want to give all that. Glory to God. But when you give God your all, don't you know he'll give you, amen, his all? You don't want to hold back on him. Glory to God. Because if you hold back on him, he's going to hold back on you. Hallelujah. And I hear this, you know, sometimes you get comfortable in just a certain amount. I know, here we go. It's okay. When I can feel you whenever you're squishing. Here she goes talking about tithes and offerings. And, well, amen, glory to God. We have to roll with what he say roll with. Oh, hallelujah. You know, sometimes you get comfortable in giving just the $2 or $3. Hallelujah. But you need to go beyond that because you need more than $2 or $3 to pay your, amen, your house off. You need more than $2 or $3 to pay your car off. Glory to God. You need more than $2 or $3 if you want to live comfortably. You need more, glory to God, than $20. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If that's what you've been given, you want to go above and beyond. So it's time for you to move forward and do a little bit more. Glory to God. You can't say you ain't got more because look how many times, you know, just think about it. Okay, look at your receipts when you go out to the stores. Amen. You bought this, you bought that, you bought this, you bought that. And man, I spent too much. Hallelujah. I spent $30, $40 in this store. Well, you know what? I could have gave the Lord that and he could have multiplied it and gave me even more. Then I could have went out and got anything I wanted. I could have went on and I could paid my house off. Well, God gave me supernatural. He put some supernatural on my natural money. Glory to God. So I encourage you to go above and beyond where you've been going. Hallelujah. No more mediocre. Go above and beyond. Hallelujah. And someone been asking the Lord for $500. Glory to God. Now listen, you get this $500. He's going to give it to you. You get this money. Make sure you tithe off of it. Glory to God. Don't just get it and do no more. Hallelujah. So sometimes when you get it, then people forget, well, you know what, I asked the Lord and he gave it to me. Well, I'm going to go and spend it all. No, you need to tithe off of it. I tell you what, and I tell from my own experiences because, you know, that's what it happened. Things happen to me first. Then I'll be able to feed his people second. Glory to God. You know, amen, one time, amen, I'll just say a while back, amen, they didn't pay me what I was owed. I didn't get it. Hallelujah. Well, guess what I did? I continued to tithe. I just tithe off of what they paid me. Hallelujah. But then when they gave me the other, then I said, hold up, wait a minute. I said, I didn't tithe off of that part. I said, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to tithe off that part. That's what you do, hallelujah. That's when you know that God gonna supply all your needs. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, a lot of times now, you see, people are so worried about money, having enough. They say they aren't fulfilled. But when you have Jesus in your life, you are fulfilled with everything that you need because he's going to put it where you can get it. Glory to God. When you're doing right, right going to follow you. They always said that, and I never understood until I got older what the elderly people were saying. Well, if you do right, right going to follow you. So I didn't understand what they meant. Hallelujah. It took me some time when I growed in Christ, and I'm like, okay, they would always say, you do right, right going to follow you. So what that mean? You know, what does it mean? Hallelujah. And I just kept on. I'm like, okay, now what does it mean? Hallelujah. So finally, amen, as I got older, I finally figured it out. So if you do the right thing, then guess what? He going to take care of your thing. Glory to God. That's just it in a shell. I'm going to go ahead and sum it up. If you do right, then he's going to take care of your thing. But that's so many times where problems come in, people don't want to do right. They want to steal from God. They want to rob from God. They want to do it all. Hallelujah. And then say, well, you know what? I don't even know if there be a God. Well, you're living and you're breathing. Hallelujah. What do you think? Glory to God. You're healthy in your body. And if you get sick, he sends you when you go to the doctor, you got to believe that the doctor's going to give you the correct prescription. Amen. Because he writes out all your scripture, right? Oh, glory to God. And to get you healed, hallelujah, and not just the medicine will go ahead and take you out. So, you know, there is a God, and he sits high and he looks low. So I encourage you on the day, again, when you get this money, make sure you tithe. Hallelujah, because you're going to want more. That's what you're asking for at this point. But believe me, time and chance happen to us all, glory to God, and you'll be asking for more after you do what you need to do with that. So make sure you do whatever you need to do with that by tithing. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get into our message on today. I want you to turn to Acts chapter 5. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 5. He knows all. You can't lie to the Holy Ghost because he already knows what you got. He know where you've been. He know who you've been with. He know how long you stayed. He know how you got there. Glory to God. He knows it all. So you can't hide. Let's go ahead and get ready to get into our story. I'm going to talk a little bit about chapter 3, and then we're going to, I'm sorry, chapter 4, and then we're going to go ahead and get in chapter 5. Acts chapter 5 is where I'm going to be coming from. Yes, I know you heard it, but amen, glory to God. It don't hurt to hear it again, so you'll know. Get on the right track. Stay on the right track. Hallelujah. Don't get off. Don't switch tracks. Hallelujah. Because you might switch it to the wrong track. Oh, my God. And then you go over there and run into something. Hallelujah. That you had no intentions of running into. Amen. Let's go ahead. I'm going to piggyback just a little bit on chapter 4 a little bit. Now, we're talking about Peter and John. Peter and John, what it was, the story about Peter and John, they were preaching about Jesus and telling them, you know, how they should do and how they should live. And, you know, they were apostles. And they had been hanging around, I'm sorry, they were disciples, and they had been hanging around, you know, Jesus, and they know, you know, he had been teaching them the word of God and everything, and, you know, they knew, and they went to teach the people about Jesus and what they needed to do and how, you know, we ought to be helpers one to another. You know, people don't want to hear that when they say we are helpers one to another. The only thing they can think about, well, you know what, I pray for them. Yeah, you can pray for them, but sometimes you got to come out of the purse. Get the purse, amen. Get the Gucci, amen. Go ahead. Get the Michael Kors, yes. Get the Barnum, yes. Get the purse and go in it, amen, and give something else besides your prayers. And, you know, prayers are good, but sometimes you got to get some money, hallelujah. Let's keep it real. Sometimes you got to go in the refrigerator and get some food, hallelujah, and give it to them. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because I was hanging around this person one time, and Hallelujah. It's, well, you know, this guy said, oh, well, can you help me? Well, you know, I pray for you. Nah, he needed a couple of dollars to get him some food, even though, amen, you know, sometimes when they ask you saying, well, they don't need this, they don't need that, but you don't really know. The thing is, if you feel like, you know, they don't really need it, then what you need to do is just go and say, hold up, we right here, so let's go in here. You get what you want, and then you pay for it. Hallelujah. And if you have given it to them and they don't do the right thing with it, then guess what? That's off you. That's on them. Hallelujah. And God will deal with that. Hallelujah. Because he ain't going to ask you to give nothing that you ain't got. Let's keep on moving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he was telling them the right thing to do, you know, and what they did was when he was standing there, they were preaching and teaching, and they were getting mad. The priest was getting upset about it. Hallelujah. And they told them what they need to do and how they need to help one another. And so what they did, the people received the word of God that was coming out of their mouth because they believed what they were saying. So it was over 5,000 that believed what they were saying. Amen. About the word of God. Hallelujah. Isn't that something, how some people will receive and some won't, because some close their hearts off to God. But nowadays, don't keep your heart closed. You better open up your heart, hallelujah, to God. You know, it's strange how you can open up your heart to so many other things, but you won't open up your heart to receive the word of God. You know, you'll believe, amen, this, and you'll believe that, and you'll believe all this and all these different, amen, countries and all these different, amen, things that they worship. Hallelujah. How should I say it? But anyway, you believe Buddha and Duda and all that different stuff, but you won't open your heart to God. Hallelujah. But open your heart up and watch God move in it. Let's move on. So there were 5,000 people, amen, that believed. And so what they did when they heard them preaching the word of God and heard them teaching the word of God, they even called them uneducated. But they could tell, amen, that they had been with it. So guess what they did? They went and started selling their possessions, and they brought it, and they laid it down, I'm sorry, at the apostles' feet. That's what they did. They didn't tell them to sell everything, I'm sure. They didn't want to sell the houses that they was in, but they had other stuff that they could sell, you know, other houses, other lands. He said, I'll give you houses that you didn't build. I'll give you vineyards that you didn't plant. So guess what he did? They went and they started selling all this stuff off, and they went and they laid it down at the apostles' feet. Whatever they sold it for, they laid it down at his feet. Don't you know you can't cheat God? So some people try to cheat God, glory to God, but you can't cheat him. Hallelujah. You can't, because he knows what you do. He knows when you do it, how you do it, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to chapter 5. But a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession. In other words, they sold some of their property and kept that part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. See, they brought some of it and laid it down at the apostles' feet. Hallelujah, glory to God. See, they didn't bring it all. They kept some of it back. But don't you know, you can't hide from God. He knows everything. They call themselves hiding it, but you can't hide it. He knows how much you make. He knows when you make it. He knows how many days you work. He knows how many what your taxes is. Amen. After everything come out, he knows it all. He knows if you get an extra check. He knows if they give you a raise. I don't know why people think, well, you know what, this was all I got. Amen. I got paid this week, so I'm just going to tithe off of this. God already knows it. He sees you. I don't know how you think he don't see. If he's omnipotent, he's everywhere. He saw it. So understand, you can't hide. You're in a season, amen, where you need to do the right thing and just tell it like it is. If you don't know, then you ask somebody. And if you still don't know how to tithe, ask somebody, because there's someone else that knows how to do it. If you don't know how to do it, even if you don't understand it. The reason I say this and I talk about tithes and offerings, because people are stealing, they're robbing God left and right. And then all of a sudden, here you go, you're going through troubles, trials, and tribulations. Then you want to call the pastor, the prophet, the preacher, the teacher, hallelujah, the minister, to pray this off you. And it's a financial bind that you're in, and you want them to pray it off you, and you're stealing your tithes? Not so. Let's move on to verse 3. But Peter said, Ananias, as why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep that part of the price of the land. See, the Holy Ghost already, what Holy Ghost will let your leaders know what you make. He'll show them your checks. Glory to God. And tell you, this ain't what they made. Hallelujah. So why would you hold it back? You see right here, they will hold back some of the land. They hold back some of the money that they had sold it for, but they couldn't do it. Hallelujah. They couldn't do it because he already knew. It didn't matter. He said, why did y'all hold back? Okay, let's move to verse 4. While it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? He said, after it was sold, it was in thine own power. All they had to do was tell them exactly what they sold it for. Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. He was telling them, so they thought they were lying to him. You know, he was just a person. You know, ain't it something how you say, well, you know what, this is all I made this week, and this is all I got. You know, God, I ain't got no more, and that's it. You ain't lying, amen, to them, that person. You're lying to God in them. Glory to God. That's what so many times people say, well, you know what, I'm not giving my money to that ministry, hallelujah, because, you know, this, that, and I'm not paying my tithe because of, to this church because they ain't going to use it right. When you give it, forget it. It's done because it's on them what they do with it. And if they don't do right with it, then guess what? God will get them. That's for God to judge. We're not to judge. God to judge. But, you know, you can't stop giving. So many times people have them clench their hands so tight. Ain't nothing going in. Amen. Glory to God. Ain't nothing going out. Hallelujah. My God. So get up off it. I'm telling you now. It's time to let it go. Hallelujah. So you can get more in. Because you're going to need more. As you see, things are getting a little bit more pricey, I see. Hallelujah. So, you know, I know they was talking about gas going up or whatever, whatever. Amen. I said, yeah, it is. But guess what? My God shall supply all my needs. He said, if I do right, then right will follow me. So if I'm paying my tithes and offerings, I'm not going to worry about no gas. I'm not going to worry about no food. I'm not going to worry about a loaf of bread. I'm not going to worry about none of that. Because he said, if I pay my tithes and offerings, he will rebuke the devourer for his name's sake. So if I'm doing right, right will follow me. Let's move on to verse 5. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down. Now understand, this is New Testament church right here, okay? This is in the book of Acts, chapter 5. This ain't over, amen, in the Old Testament. This is New Testament. So listen, if you have lied and said you didn't get what you should have got, hallelujah, and then you pay in an amount that's not right, repent now, turn around, and don't do it no more. And you see, it's coming to a time now where people are filing their taxes and they're lying, trying to lie, glory to God, on the taxes. Hallelujah. Don't do it. I'm going to tell you, don't do it, don't do it, and don't do it. And gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. See, he fell down dead because he lied. He didn't lie to them. He lied to God, the God in them. So you can't just say, amen, hallelujah, that I didn't get much. I went out and worked, but this is all I got. They didn't pay me right. They didn't pay me. He saw you. He saw them when they paid you, glory to God. And sometimes they may not pay you right. But if they pay you, then when they pay you right, then understand, you still need to go back and tithe and give your offering off of that, glory to God. Let's move on to verse 6. And the young men arose and wound him up and carried him out and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. See, she didn't know that they had already wound her husband up and took him out. Hallelujah. You see, amen, husbands and wives, be careful about telling them, amen, those stories. Hallelujah. Don't do it. You see what happens. Then you get together. Well, you know what? We just going to give this amount to the church this time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see what happened? This husband and wife, they then got together. He's going to tell her, yeah, she agreed with it. She agreed with what he was saying. Be careful. Be careful and be careful. Hallelujah. You know, I've been there and done. I've been there and I've heard these things happen. Hallelujah. Well, whether they pay their tithes or not, amen, I continue to pay mine. You know, money in the household is all together. Hallelujah. But you have to tell God, God deal with him. You can't deal with him. If he don't want to pay his tithe or if she don't want to pay hers, you have to say, Lord, I don't like this. Lord, I can't stand this. Lord, I know you told us to pay our tithes and offerings. Lord, you need to deal with this man over here. Lord, you need to deal with this woman. And you need to put some prayer on it because guess what? You can't make nobody do nothing. It ain't for you to make them. It's for you to tell the Lord, you know, and Lord knows your passion. Hallelujah. He said, you know, they have a passion for me. They want to do right. But then, you know, like Paul said, I want to do right. And evil is always present. Hallelujah. And he'll find some way to try to trap you. Glory to God. So you go ahead and you put prayer on it. So, Lord, they ain't paying their tithe. They ain't doing their offering. Lord, they just ain't doing right. So, Lord, I'm putting you on them because I know I want to pay man. Glory to God. Because that's when you have to stand up for what's right. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Because you don't want to be a God robber. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on to verse 9. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry them out. See, they lied and they died. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They lied and they died, both of them, because they did not tell the truth about that. They didn't even ask for it all. You know, they could have told them, well, you know what, we sold this land for, let's just say, $150,000. Okay? They didn't ask for it all, but they wanted to know the truth about the matter. That's the thing about it. It's the truth about the matter. Hallelujah. If they had told the truth, they probably wouldn't even ask for it all. They were just asking them, you know, what did they sell it for? And they're going to tell them a story. That's why you have to be careful. You know, lies soon will catch up with you. You tell one, then you got to tell another one to cover that one up. And then before you know it, you're in a mess. So if you can't tell the truth, just don't say nothing at all. Because some people, amen, will just tell a lie. Just as sure as you look at them, it's online. I'm like, oh, my God, here we go. They can't get it right. That's the thing about it. Because when you're looking at, well, they'll tell you this, and then they'll tell you that. Then they can forget what they done told you. Then you go back and ask them the same question again, and then they'll come with something different. Hallelujah. But you see what happened to Ananias and Sapphira? Get what? They lied and they died. Let's move on to verse 10. Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all. Don't you know that all them that heard that after that, what do you think? Yeah, they got scared. Come on, now you probably would have been the same way. They were scared after all that. Yes, because they had lied, and that's what happened. So you have to be careful about telling lies on things and doing different stuff. You know, just get it. You got it, get it. Hallelujah. We're in a season now where you're going to need more, like I said, than what you got. Hallelujah. You're going to need more than the $10. Hallelujah. You're going to need more than the $20. You're going to need some major money to do some major things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that way, when you get it, it's not all for you. You know, some people... thinking that whenever they get more, they got to build a bigger barn for themselves. He don't mind you living in luxury. But remember, there's somebody else that you can help. Hallelujah. Because if we're to be helpers one to another, look what they did here. Hallelujah. When they laid the money down and laid it at the apostles' feet. So help these people. They need help, so help them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they helped a lot of people. They kicked out those that really needed the help. Because, you know, sometimes when you have money like that, you know, people will come out the woodwork. They say, I'm your uncle, I'm your auntie, you know, and Aunt Jane and Aunt Susie Bell and Aunt Lolo, Aunt Lulu, and all of them will come out of the woodwork saying, what I need to, I need to. And some of them just don't really need. They just want more. Hallelujah. But they did. They had a choice of people that they had to help, those that really needed help. Like we're saying right now when everything is going on, you know, there are some people that need help. And you need to learn how to pray for those people and ask God to help them. Even though you may not be close to them, you can ask God to help them, Lord God, and send it far and near from the north, south, east, and west. to help them, Lord. Well, whatever they need, whether it's housing, whether it's, Lord God, they need medicine, wherever, Lord God, if they need food, Lord, whatever they may need, Lord God, if they just need a word from you, Lord God, to strengthen them, Lord God, to get the fear out of them because they've lost their jobs or whatever's going on. You can do that much, amen, if you can't reach them, hallelujah. You know, glory to God. But so many times you get so tied up and tangled up in yourself and you're for no more. You can't pray straight for other people. You get so tied up and you think you know everything, hallelujah. But you can't even say a word of prayer for somebody else to get them some help. You can't even say a word of prayer to get their children help, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. That's verse 13. And of the rest doeth no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. You see right here, they magnified them because they knew that they had been with him. They knew that they were men and women of God. They knew, hallelujah, oh my God, that they had to, you know, be with Jesus and heard his word and receive the word in them in order to put it out to the people. Because sometimes, hallelujah, you can get so caught up and say, well, you know what? They don't know what they're talking about. I ain't read that. And you know what? You probably hadn't because you probably hadn't even picked the Bible up. You ain't even turned it to the page. Hallelujah. You read one scripture, then you put it down. You know, my favorite game's coming on. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just going to put this to the side. Well, guess what? You'll never go back and read it if you put it to the side. I know. Yeah, I hear you. I know the game's coming on. Glory to God. A lot of people are going to be watching it, but still, you better remember, hallelujah, that Jesus is still the reason, hallelujah, for the season. He's the reason that they are where they are. Hallelujah. So just remember, don't ever forget. Hallelujah. Keep him first and everything else, glory to God, will be added. Let's move on down. 14. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both of men and women. Now, you know, I piggyback just a little bit where it's called about Ananias and Sapphira. You know, they lied and they died. Yes, understand. You know, a lot of times, you know, let's just say sometimes, not a lot, but sometimes I hear men talking about, you know, how women are and they're devious this and they're devious that and they're liars. And, you know, you hear certain stuff like that. Okay, well, who would lead who here? You know, they come out, well, Eve gave Adam the apple. Okay, I hear you. That don't mean he had to eat it, okay? A lot of people have a different scenarios and different opinions about that. But it don't mean he had to eat it. Now, look right here. He was telling her who was head in this. I bet you don't hear him talk about that. But you can sure hear him talk about Adam and Eve. They always stem from that. But there's more things in the Bible, amen, than just that. Glory to God, see? He was telling her, well, let's tell them what we sold it for. You know, let's just tell them we sold it for this much, but we sold them for that much, okay? But look, because she agreed. And look what happened. She died because she agreed with what her husband was saying. So, you know, amen. Y'all be careful about that, husbands and wives. Let's move on to verse 15. Insomuch they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches at the least the shadow of Peter passing might overshadow some of them. In other words, they brought the sick. When they start believing, they brought the sick. They brought the sick, the lame, the crippled, those that had infirmities, those that had evil spirits in them. Oh, my God. They brought them all and laid them in the streets just so Peter's shadow, because that's how much they believed, that it would heal them. And that's what they did because they believed. You know, you got to believe, amen, in the right thing. You know, sometimes you can believe in the wrong thing and it'll get you in trouble. But if you believe in this word of God and you believe in those that are bringing forth the word of God to you, then guess what? You're going to get what you need. You're going to get your healing. You're going to get your finances. I hear you. You're going to get it. Hallelujah. That's just it. But don't always try to go out there, hallelujah, on your own because you don't know what you're doing and try to make somebody else believe and you don't even believe. Hallelujah. You know, some people say, well, you know what? Yeah. I'm telling you, I have seen people, hallelujah. I remember when I was in the store And this lady, she was back in the meat department, and she started to fall out. Hallelujah. And you know what? This lady walked by and from a distance, and she stuck her hand out. She didn't try to go over and help the lady. Okay. She was a rather, you know, large lady, but you know, little me, hey man, I'm gonna go and help her. I'm gonna pray for her right there on the spot, because I was taught by some of the best. Hallelujah. I mean, take that. I was taught by the best that I know of. Let me put it like that. Hallelujah. To go and help. You can't always just walk by. She going to walk by from a distance, still pushing her buggy. Tell me, be encouraged, my dear sister. You're going to be all right. That lady was down on the floor. Hallelujah. She needed more than just your walk by and be encouraged. You should have came there, amen, and start praying, you know, that this woman be healed. And she had blinked out. So I started praying for her, and I started praying for her, and she opened her eyes. Hallelujah. See, he'll have you in the right place at the right time. Yeah, I think they said she was having, I think it was maybe a sugar attack or something. But she had closed her eyes, and she was unresponsive at the time. And she going to drive by with her buggy, with her, amen, her macaroni and cheese in her buggy, driving by with her hand stuck out, saying, be encouraged, my dear sister, you're going to be all right. But this lady was unresponsive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And she kept on going. Hallelujah. My God. So make sure you be careful and pray for others and mean it when you pray. Sometimes you spend too much time on yourself. You see, they and not on anybody else. But you see, these apostles, they weren't selfish. They did all this. They did. They were doing the will of God. So you got to make sure you're doing the will of God, not what people want you to do, but the will of God. Ask him what you want, he wants you to do. And he will tell you what he wants you to do. He will set you on straight streets so you can do what you're supposed to do. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 16. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one. It didn't say one. It didn't pick out no certain one. So you can't pick out no certain person to pray for. You have to pray for everybody. There were some things that I had to learn along this way. It don't matter how they treat you and how bad they do you, you still got to pray for them. Is it hard? Yes. But with the God in me, no. Hallelujah. That's why you don't ever let your guard down. Somebody called me, amen, and they was, well, yeah, I was talking to someone, that's what it was, and they said, well, I'm hurting, you know, pray for me, hallelujah. You know, I learned, I'm just telling y'all, I'm encouraging you all to come in and get in, you know. I don't know I think she still has some openings, you know, so you want to get in touch with her, you can go and get, Prophetess Yvonne Riles on Facebook. Get in touch with her. You don't want to miss it. Hallelujah. And she always tells us, you know, don't go ahead and pray right then, because guess what? And later on, you'll forget it. And you'll be like, okay, you've been gone to bed. You've been ate all them popsicles and ate all that toast and ate all them cheese and eggs and all that. I know I'm making y'all hungry, but anyway. And then you've been gone to bed and you'll forget to pray. Well, guess what? Hallelujah. Pray right there so they can get healed. Hallelujah, because you want to see them healed. See right here, Peter and them, amen, they just walked by them and they were healed in the shallow. And they said, every one of them got healed. Yes, you can have the anointing on you where you can get people healed, but it takes some time. You got to seek and search this word of God and see what he wants you to do. Hallelujah. And don't always, my God. You know, you get stuck in a rut. All you want to do is lay up, watch TV, and say, Lord, I want to get closer to you. Well, you're probably not going to get closer to him. I'm just going to help you out. You're not going to get close by having this TV on 24/7, by looking at your phone 24/7. Hallelujah. They're always going somewhere 24/7, never taking time out to spend with him. Amen. This one-on-one relationship to get closer. Because so many times I hear this, Lord, I just want a closer walk with you. Read the word. Spend time in the word. Meditate in the word. It will draw you closer to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you can sup with him, and he'll sup with you, and you talk to him and he'll speak back to you. Glory to God. That's what you got to do. And see, everyone that you pray for, you'll warm healed. Everyone that you're able, hallelujah, to come in, hallelujah, once you grow in ministry. Ah, this ain't the way to go, but it's okay. When you grow in ministry, then you can get others healed. It's a good feeling to know that God uses you to get other people healed, hallelujah. You know, if we would have more people, he said, my people, and you know, Elder talked about that yesterday. I'm hearing, amen, all this, amen, glory to God. She talked about it, my people, which are called by my name, will turn from their wicked way. Hallelujah, glory to God. then he'll heal the land. And if we want our land healed, we all got to get together on one accord. You see, they were all in one place, amen, in Solomon's porch, on one accord, praying, hallelujah, glory to God. And that's where we got to be, all in one place. Because you can't have one over here praying for finances and then one over here praying for a new Mercedes and one over here praying for a man to look out and then one over here praying for a woman and one over here praying for a job. They all got to be together on one accord in one place for things to happen and watch the Holy Ghost fall down and rain down and get deliverance, hallelujah, and bring deliverance, glory to God, for whatever need deliverance for. When you go in a prayer session, you can't be praying, oh, Lord, I need you, Lord, to give me a car or whatever. You got to pray, amen, glory to God, according to what they're praying for in that house. Because sometimes they have a certain agenda. They want you to pray for this, and this is what you pray for. And when you're praying for your leaders, get your mind on one accord in one place. You wonder why things happen. That's why they're happening. Because you ain't doing what he's saying doing. Look right here. Peter, them, they just think they hear them by the shout. They just walk by them. Glory to God. Yes, you can have all that. But it takes time for you to get there. I'm off the grid a little bit, I know, but I got to do it like he said, do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get in one place. Like they say in Pentecostal, when they were all in one accord, glory to God, in one place, and the Holy Ghost fell down. That's what we want to see, a move of God now like never before. Get in one place. He means get your mind in one place. Hallelujah. You don't all have to be in the same household, but you need to have your mind stable and in one place so you can pray like you're supposed to pray. Hallelujah. And not looking and listening and amen and doing other things. Get your mind in one place. When you go, if you're going in churches and they're praying, amen, you're touching and agreeing with what they're praying. Hallelujah. Don't try to pray your own thing. So many times you try to pray your own things, and then when you leave out, you don't even know what they prayed for. It's time now to come together as a people of God, to get in one place, on one accord, so we can defeat the enemy, so we can defeat this pandemic, so we can defeat, hallelujah, everything that's going on in your house, so you can defeat all these things that are trying to distract you from ministry. It's time to get in one place, on one accord. If your prayer is that, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I decree and I declare, Lord God, I pray for my leaders, Lord God. I stand on solid ground, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. I stand on your ground, Lord God, and I won't be moved by any temptations, Lord God, that come forth. I stand on your ground, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to keep them, Lord God, to strengthen them where they're weak. Lord God, I stand, Lord God, right here, Lord God, and I stand there for, Lord God, for this pandemic, Lord God, that it shall cease. And not return. The numbers won't rise in the name of Jesus, but they will, Lord God, decrease, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, so you can increase, Lord God, in the souls, Lord God, in you, in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare, Lord, in the name of Jesus, these children will not fail just because they're virtual. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare right now, Lord God, Satan shall not run around in this city. In the name of Jesus, doing each and everything that he wants to do, I decree. decree right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and I stand on solid ground, Lord God, because your word said, Lord God, you will heal the land, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. If I seek in your kingdom, Lord God, and your righteousness, oh Lord God, you said all these things shall be added. So I'm seeking you, Lord God, and your kingdom, oh God, right now, Lord God, so you can heal this land in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, I decree and I declare right now, Lord God, for the elderly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you keep them safe, that this virus won't touch their house. I'm marking with the blood of the Lamb right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You said, Lord God, that no virus shall enter in in their household right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare right now, oh God, that people, Lord God, will turn around, Lord God, and come back to you right now in the name of Jesus. They won't think that the devil is loose in the name of Jesus, and he has the right to be in the name of Jesus. I decree, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they shall go forth in ministry and do your will. I decree right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that no one, Lord God, shall tear them down as they continue in your word. Lord, I decree and I declare right now, Lord God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. When you get on one accord and you begin to pray, you begin to seek his face, you begin to stand, you begin to decree, you begin to declare, heaven and earth starts to shake, everything around you starts to move in the name of Jesus. So you decree and you declare right now in the name of Jesus. Learn how to stand and stand therefore in the name of Jesus. Because when they stood and they preached the word of God. In verse 5, amen, hallelujah, of Acts, chapter 5 of Acts, they stood, hey, and they talked about Jesus. They talked about a man named Jesus. The Holy Ghost power came upon them, glory to God, and they were able to heal. They were able to deliver. They were able to set people free, all those that were vexed in their spirit, glory to God, hallelujah, my God, although the priest didn't like it, glory to God. They did not like it. They was calling them unlearned, uneducated, but they knew that word, hallelujah, glory to God. They got so mad with them, so they threw them in prison. Oh, my God, but they didn't stop there. Sometimes you'll get mad just because things start to happen, glory to God, but just know there's a reason all this happened, hallelujah, glory to God. They threw them in prison. They threw them in a common prison. In other words, they threw them in there with others, hallelujah, glory to God. But one day, hallelujah, glory to God, it shook itself loose, and they were able to get up out of there. And guess what the angel told them? To go, hallelujah, right back out there and get to preaching. Some of you, when things get to happening, you stop, you fall down, and say, woe is me. You don't even pray anymore. You don't pray like you used to. You don't seek God like you used to, because things have begun to happen. Just because, hallelujah, glory to God, you lost your job. Don't stop there, because he can give you a new and a better job. Some of you, hallelujah, lost your loved ones. Glory to God. My heart goes out to you, but don't let it stop there. Continue to pray. Continue to seek his face. Continue to do what you're supposed to do for him. Glory to God. We can't stop there. Yes, we have a grieving period. Yes, we all do. Glory to God. But we got to continue on. Glory to God. So they didn't stop there. Guess what the apostles did? They went right on back out. Hallelujah. They were thrown in prison. They went right on back out, and they continued to preach the word of God. So don't let it stop there, because things have began to happen and your world is shaking. But understand, you stand on Jesus' world and it won't move from you. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. You got to learn how to hold on right there. Hold on, hallelujah. Don't keep moving, hallelujah, glory to God. Because things ain't going your way. They're going the way he wants them to go. Hallelujah, glory to God. You're living in a time now, hallelujah, where you can't stop although they went back out there, hallelujah, and they were still preaching, and they went out and they wanted to say something to them, hallelujah. They really wanted to hurt them pretty bad. But guess what? The people and the believers that were gathered around them, they were scared to even say anything to them. They were scared to touch them right then, hallelujah. Glory to God. Right there in front of all them people. Hallelujah. They were scared to touch him because they were afraid what the people were going to say, because they were standing there listening as they brought forth the word of God and telling them about a man named Jesus who died on Calvary, good God Almighty, for you and me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They didn't stop there. Hallelujah. They continued on with his word. Hallelujah. They didn't let nothing tear them down from that word of God. They didn't let nothing, hallelujah, locking them up in jail. They still didn't let it, hallelujah, stop them from preaching, hallelujah, and teaching, hallelujah. They went on back out there, hallelujah, and they kept right on. So I encourage you on today to get up, hallelujah. Get up, hallelujah, off your sofa and off your chair, hallelujah. You've been eating too much popcorn and chicken and amen. Get up and began to teach and preach the word of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Get up. It's time to get up and get busy. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Didn't stop there. They continued on. Hallelujah. The angel opened the doors and let them out. Let them loose. Oh, good God Almighty. And they went right on back preaching and teaching the word of God. It didn't stop there. Some of you have just took a back seat because things have happened. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time for you to get up. Hallelujah. Get up right now. It's time for you to get up. Hallelujah. Like I said, you can contact Apostle and Pastor on Facebook. It'll be a Prophetess Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles. Contact them. If you can't get in touch with them, you can contact any of us. Hallelujah. Minister Elaine, Elder Evangelist Brother Askew, Minister Michelle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Myself. You can contact us. And if you want to get in touch with them, we'll put you right there. Hallelujah. Don't miss your spot. It may be open now, but I don't know how long this window is going to be open. Hallelujah. Right here. Hallelujah. So I'm encouraging you to get up. And yes, I hear you, men. Yes, we have a pastor. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. My God, we have an apostle and a pastor. We don't discriminate over here. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. I encourage you on this day to repeat after me. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, God. Lord, I repent of all my sins, the things that I've even thought, Lord, that was ungodly. I repent, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And if I have held back on you, Lord, I repent in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive me. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You're now a blood-washed, born believer. I would like for you to hit me up on Facebook and let me know that it was you. Hallelujah. That received the Lord. The angels in heaven are rejoicing, and they're glad, hallelujah, that you received him in your life on today. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to reiterate, hallelujah, before I leave the show, don't forget, Melanie Lane coming up next. You can go on and hear the show, and amen, glory to God, and show her some love, hallelujah. It's going to be 30 minutes, amen, from here. We're going to give you a 30-minute break, hallelujah. You know, you have halftime, so we're going to give you a 30-minute break so you can go over, amen, and get you some water, amen, some juice, hallelujah. And listen to Minister Elaine coming up next, a Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Now I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, and we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome rest of the day. And remember, Jesus is love. Amen.